Port Moody is handing out nearly $20,000 to several organizations looking to improve on their outreach and services for local residents and businesses. The city distributed the money to 8 groups as a result of the latest round of community grants. In a release today, April 20, 23 applications for the funding were reviewed by Port Moody's Citizen Advisory Group, CAG, following the January 31 deadline and submitted to City Council for final approval. The funds available for this year totaled $19,500, while an extra $500 will be held back for emergencies, at Council's discretion, the city explained. The 2023 Port Moody Community Grant Program recipients, and how they'll spend the funding, are as follows, in numerical and alphabetical order. $3,000 equals Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland. Fund Go Girls. After School Program. $3,000 equals Crisis Intervention and Suicide Prevention Center of BC. Provide operational support for increased demand of mental health care. $3,000 equals Crossroad Hospice Society. Cover costs related to food, cleaning supplies, and hospice programs. $3,000 equals POCOMO Meals on Wheels Society. Keep the price of delivered meals affordable for residents. $3,000 equals Share Family and Community Services. Fill funding gaps of organizations' various programs. $1,800 equals Burrard Inlet Marine Enhancement Society. Provide honorariums to scientists, and food and supplies to volunteers, for the 2023 BioBlitz. $1,500 equals Volunteer Cancer Drivers Society. Provide vehicle reimbursement for volunteer drivers. $1,200 equals Port Moody Men's Shed. Cover cost of supplies, materials, and equipment for birdhouse projects. The CAG consists of 250 Port Moody residents that provide input on city-related issues. The volunteer group presented its community grant candidates to council in time for its final word during its April 18 regular public meeting. For more information on the grant funding and the CAG, you can visit the City of Port Moody's website.